Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 74, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Conscientiousness of Johenning is true of Hensley, and likewise of each and every man on the jury. I did not at any time, while a juror, hear any applause except such as occurred in open court, and which was heard by the judge, jury, and attorneys in the case. I did not know that there had been any cheering of anybody connected with the case at any time, or that there had been any cheering in any way growing out of or connected with the Frank case, until after the verdict was rendered, and I was told about said incidents. The jury left the courtroom every time before the judge, lawyers, and audience were permitted to leave, and there was never any applause or cheering, either inside of the court or outside of the court, within my knowledge, while the case was being considered. The jury, in leaving, were always attended by the deputy sheriff or bailiff, one always going in front and one always in the rear. We were usually taken direct from the courthouse to the German Cafe, located mid-W's, of the block on Pryor Street, opposite from the courthouse, and it took only a very short time to go there. I should estimate about 3 minutes at the outside. Upon reaching the German Cafe, we were taken directly to a private dining room in the rear of the building, and the door immediately closed. After being shut up in this room, we never heard any sounds that in the slightest resembled applause or cheering. The only cheering that I heard from the time I was sworn to the time I was discharged was the cheering that arose outside of the courthouse after the verdict had been read, and while the jury was being polled, with the exception of this cheering, I never heard anything that had the slightest resemblance to cheering, and I never heard any applause except that heard by the judge, and only heard about the cheering after having been discharged from the case. Neither on Saturday, August 25th, 1913, nor on any other day or date, did any man other than the bailiffs in charge of the jury ever walk with or by the side of the jury, and neither did anybody within my knowledge ever speak to any juror at any time or place outside of the presence of the court. If at any time any man ever grabbed any juror by the hand or held any conversation with any juror, the same was not in my